Chapter 18, Fire from Heaven. When the tabernacle and its furniture had been made according to the pattern shown to Moses, and the altar for burnt offerings was placed before the door of the tabernacle, Aaron and his sons put on their special garments and were consecrated to serve as the priests of the Lord. Then Aaron killed the burnt offering for himself and the people, and it was placed upon the altar. And after Moses and Aaron had blessed the people, the glory of the Lord appeared to them. But besides this, a wonderful thing was seen, and this is the next miracle to bring before you. When all this was done as the Lord had said, there came out a fire from before the Lord, and consumed the burnt offering upon the altar. And when the people saw it, they called out aloud and fell upon their faces. We shall find the same great miracle happened when the worship was commenced in Solomon's temple, and it will be as well to consider that event here instead of in its proper historical order. But before we do so, you will remember that David, when he was old, commanded Joab to number the people. This was displeasing to the Lord, and he sent a pestilence among the people, which made David to pray to the Lord to have mercy upon them. Then David was commanded to go up to the threshing floor of Ornan and build an altar, and when he had done this, the Lord answered him by fire from heaven, which consumed the offerings. Here then was a similar miracle. And David said, "This is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of the burnt offering for Israel." Then David prepared material for the house of the Lord, although, as you know, Solomon actually built the temple. But it was built on this very spot, as we are clearly told. Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem in Mount Moriah, where the Lord appeared unto David his father, in the place that David had prepared in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. So Solomon built the temple, and when he had blessed the people and made that wonderful prayer, the fire again came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. When all the people saw it, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground and worshipped and praised the Lord. Now we may well wonder what was signified by this miracle of fire from heaven. On the one hand, it might show the people that God approved of all that they had done and accepted the sacrifice they had made. On the other hand, it might be taken to represent the wrath of God against sin as coming down and consuming the offering instead of the people for whom it was made. Was not this true of the Lord Jesus when he offered up himself upon the cross? He bore the anger of his Father in the place of all his people, and which made him cry, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" The sins of his people were laid upon him, and so the prophecy was fulfilled, "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered." He bore the punishment due to their sins, that they might go free. Oh, what infinite love was this! But now, after Aaron had offered this sacrifice, a dreadful thing happened, which brought great sadness into his family. And this again was by fire coming down from heaven, only with a different result. It seems that the fire which came down and consumed the sacrifice was to be kept always burning, as it was told Aaron that the burnt offering was to be burning upon the altar all night until the morning, when it could be rekindled. In this way, the same fire which came down from heaven would be continued throughout all their burnt offerings. But sad to say, Aaron's two sons quickly departed from this direction, and they offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. Now fire came out once again from the Lord, but instead of consuming the sacrifice, it devoured both of them, so that they died. How terrible, and what a grief for their poor father! Yet we are told that Aaron held his peace. What wonderful grace! It shows us, too, how wrong it is to introduce anything into the worship and service of the Lord which he has not prescribed. Also, if their own father held his peace, we may well do so ourselves and not reply against our Maker in any of his dealings. As we realize our own sinfulness, we shall keep silence and put our mouths in the dust. Lamentations 3, verses 28 and 29. You will find this account of Aaron and his sons in the book of Leviticus, chapters 9 and 10, and about David and Solomon in the first book of Chronicles, chapter 21, and the second book, chapters 3 and 7.